This is FIFO Life on Triple M. It is Mental Health Week and Carers Week at the moment. I've had guests talking about mental health all this hour, and I'm joined now by Taryn Houghton from Helping Minds. Hey, Taryn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, I speak to you quite a bit on FIFO Life, but for someone who may not have heard us having a chat before, what is it that Helping Minds does?
Helping Minds supports the friends and family of people with a mental illness. There's so many people out there that are more aware of, you know, their mental health may be declining and they may have a mental illness, and they know to go and have a chat to their GP. If they're youth, go have a chat to Headspace, go talk to Beyond Blue. But sometimes when you've got someone in your life that has a mental illness and you're trying to support them, you're not quite sure where to go. So Helping Minds is the place where you go. If you've got somebody in your life who's either diagnosed with a mental illness or, you know, is their mental health is declining and you want to know how to support them and support yourself.
Now, Helping Minds has a special campaign happening on Facebook at the moment. Can you tell me about that?
We do. We've got so many things happening. So this week, so the 10th to the 17th is Mental Health Week. And we are so excited to be part of that. And with Mental Health Week there this year, the campaign is all about strengthening our community. And it's interesting because these kind of ideas and campaigns have been already decided, and it was like it was just meant to be for this year. So it's so important that we are supporting each other, especially in this kind of, you know, COVID limbo that we're all living in.
Now, are there some tips that you can give us on how to support someone who might need a bit of help?
As you said, we do. It is on our Facebook, so I recommend everybody jumping on and liking our Helping Minds WA Facebook page. You can also check out mentalhealthweek.org.au, and on that website has heaps of events that are running all across the state. It's also got lots of resources on there for people that you might want to find out how to stay mentally healthy. Our aim is always to keep people as mentally healthy as possible, so that they don't become unwell. But if you are worried about somebody, the best thing to do is just have a chat with them. Ask them, are you okay? I'm worried about you. And, you know, take the time to listen to what they have to say.
Now, I've heard the term mental health carer. Can you just explain what is a mental health carer?
Well, a mental health carer is kind of a terminology that we use in the industry, but out there kind of in the community, you would just call yourself a friend or a family member. You're just a mum or a dad or a brother or a sister or a friend who looks after someone when they become unwell. For a lot of people who have a mental illness, they're not sick all of the time, but sometimes they can become really, really, really unwell. And then, so the mental health carer, they're the people that Helping Minds supports. They're the ones that can, you know, the person will call upon when they become unwell. So you may be going, you know, above and beyond and worried about even going out because your loved one may become unwell if you leave them. You might be doing their food shopping for them if they can't leave the house. There's all different range of things, but a lot of the times people think of the word carer and they think, oh, you know, I have to be physically, you know, showering them or helping them go to the toilet. So that's not what a carer is in kind of our terminology. It's more if you are that go-to person for the person with the mental illness. If you are the one that they call when they're feeling really low, or if when their mental illness is really, when they're very unwell, then you are a carer and you can access our free support.
Now, there are a bunch of Helping Minds offices throughout the state. We mentioned the Facebook page where we can get some great tips. How else can we get in touch?
Jump onto our website, so helpingminds.org.au. As you said, we are all across the state. Well, we're pretty much up north. So we've got offices in Broome, in Geraldton, in Carnarvon, in Kununurra, in Port Hedland, all throughout Perth. But we also have our 1800 number. So 1-800-811-747. So that's for anyone that is in any other area than what I just mentioned. Or even if you're in those areas and you just want to, you know, you might be at home with somebody who's unwell, or you might be at home with young children, or for any reason why you'd rather have a phone call as opposed to going into the office. So you can call up that number again, 1-800-811-747, and then you can access our support.
Fantastic, Taryn. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And stay mentally healthy and look after each other.